It's anniversary week right here on the 2-2 Podcast. It's time to celebrate the milestones, the accomplishments, and the growth right here on this show. So with that being said, you know the move. Grab your friends, grab your family, grab your coworkers. Don't forget your party hat, your solo cup. Let's do this thing, y'all. Happy anniversary. See you in a moment. What's going on, everybody? And welcome to today's 2-2 Podcast episode. First and foremost, thank you for listening to Tuesday's episode, ironically entitled, First and Foremost, the story of the 2-2 Podcast. That really gave me an opportunity to really tell the story of how I got started in the podcasting business and how I got started in public speaking and mentoring and character development and leadership teaching. It's really been a great opportunity to speak to others and help others, help people of all ages navigate through some of the things that I navigate through and that I have navigated through at some point. I cannot thank you all enough for your unending support and love for this for what I do. I don't take this for granted and will continue to be like Anita Baker and give you the very best that I've got. Okay, so again, thank you. If this is your first time and your first time in a long time, welcome and welcome back. I am so glad and grateful that you could join me for this anniversary, part two of this anniversary special. If you have not taken the time to listen, if you have not listened to the part one of this episode of this anniversary special, please take the time to do so. And listen to any other episodes that you feel will bless your that are will speak to any situation that you are going through in your life. I really appreciate you all for all that you are now that you continue to be to this show. All right, so let's talk about just where we've come from. Since April 9th of 2020, tomorrow is the official anniversary date of the 2-2 Podcast, April 9th. And, you know, a lot has transpired and changed in the last year. A lot of things, a lot of growth, a lot of maturity, of revelation, a lot of freedom, a lot of just knowing, a lot of finding identity, finding purpose has come out of this situation, out of this podcast. And I pray there's more to be I know there's more to be had and more to be found and more to be discovered as we can continue to press forward and progress into some newer and more exciting ways to bring you the 2-2 Podcast. Again, thank you for rocking with me with this year. Let's talk about a few numbers. Let's do some podcast analytics for the last year, just to highlight our reach and some of the top episodes of this podcast. Again, thank you for making this what it is. Before we get into it, thank you for making this podcast what it is in a year. I didn't know what to expect coming into this on a chilly April day in 2020. I didn't know know what was going to become of this at the time. I think if you were like me at the time, still trying to navigate and ask what's next, because we were at that point close to a month of being in the in the start of a pandemic. We hadn't we didn't know what to do or how to deal with it or what to how to go about life at this point, because life had completely shut down. And it was a situation where it was just like, okay, since we're gonna be in the house, let's find things to do that we can find things that we can do to occupy our time. Let's find things we can do to make sure that we don't lose our minds, that we don't just go bat crap crazy, or deal with a bit of deal with cabin extreme amounts of cabin fever. And so just briefly, the story again of how I got started with this Tutu podcast was I was teaching, and I of course I was teaching leadership and character development in with a lot of young black males. I was teaching about how, to the I was teaching about the word uncommon. And we were in the middle of doing a school tour. We were doing a school speaking tour. We were going to several schools around the city, talking to young men about being the best possible them they can be. And all of a sudden, the pandemic started to happen. We started seeing the cases started rising here in the city. In the state, and so a lot of school districts started to shut down, especially the one that I was a part of, that I was working with and collaborating with at the time. And at that time, we were wrapping up not only that school tour, we were on, I think, day three of that, of a 4 day, and got the announcement that we had to cancel the rest of it. We were also getting ready to get close to the end of the school year. You talk about that was March, April, May. You're getting around the tail end of the school year. After March is over, April and May, you're starting to wrap up. If you were like me, your mind was set on summer break around May, or if you got out in June. But definitely by late April, early May, you're just like, I'm out of here in a few weeks, and we're gonna enjoy the summer. We just gonna we gonna live life. And so around that time, when around March and April, after we've taught, there's a particular book that I and I know I'm recapping this story again. I know I told this story on Tuesday, but it helps to really show you where we came from, or show you where I came from, starting in the came from a year ago to now. We were teaching the book Boys Won't Be Boys, and we were wrapping up this book. We were wrapping up teaching the book. I know I was wrapping up. I know I was on like maybe the last chapter or so of it. And usually at the end of it, I start to talk about some different things outside of the book. And so I was preparing to do that. And all of a sudden, like I said, school got canceled. And it was getting canceled. It was getting ready. It was postponed indefinitely. A lot of things were getting postponed. A lot of things were turning into situations where nobody could go, because we did not know the severity of the severity of the situation at the time. And so I think out of an abundance of caution and abundance of maybe, I don't want to say fear, a lot of things got shut down. We're all living through it. Okay. But I decided once everything got shut down, I'm going to take everything that I usually talk about and take some of the things that I was preparing to talk about, and I'm going to beef them up and make them so they not only address young folks, but it addresses everybody that's going through a certain type of situation. about watching the company that you keep, about treacherous family members, about toxic masculinity, about church hurt, about addiction, about compressing back, so like holding back things that you need to, well, concealing things that you need to heal from. And so we did that, and a year later we have turned into a budding and moderately popular podcast. And I don't rest on, I'm not, I refuse to rest on my laurels. I refuse to say, okay, this is, I'm at this point, I'm not doing anything else, because I believe there is a lot more that needs to, that lot more that needs to be said. There's a lot more that need, lot more thing, lot more platforms that need to be reached, and we're gonna do that. And you'll find out how we're gonna do that at the end of this, at close to, at the tail of the end of this episode. You will find out how we are going to do that in the near future, or how I'm gonna do that, because I am the we, not being chauvinistic or arrogant or anything like that. But yeah, so let's talk about some of the numbers in the past year. So we are at 97 episodes. This is the 97th episode. So look out very soon for the 100th episode. We are going to celebrate 100 episodes in the next few weeks. And we are going to talk about some of the best episodes. We're going to talk about some, so like we're going, I'm going to talk about some of the most popular episodes out of the 100 episodes on this show. And I'll talk about them today as well, but not completely. We're going to talk about my favorite episodes today as well, as there's a few other things. But 97 episodes spanned over two seasons. The very first season was very, very long. It was a lot of episodes to do in the first season, but that first season was really a feeling out process. It was really a situation where I wanted to learn about myself and figure out who I was as far as podcasting was concerned, but what route I was going to go down, and what I was going to say. Was it going to be a self-help podcast? What is it going to be, a gossip podcast? I wouldn't do, good and well, I wasn't going to do no gossip podcast. I wasn't spilling no tea about nobody, and that's throwing no shade to anybody that has one, that does that. That's on you. That's that's what you want to do. That's what you want to do. That's not throwing shade at anybody. But trying to figure out what my podcasting identity was going to be. And it was, the Lord was just basically like, be yourself. It's just like, you got to be yourself in this situation. Don't try to be anybody else. Don't try to speak in any other type of way. Don't use anything. Don't say anything that you wouldn't say, period. Just be yourself and all of this. And this is why I'm always constantly, always, and I mean, I'm consistently talking about identity, purpose, just knowing who you are and knowing whose you are. Not conforming to the patterns of negative people, not conforming to the patterns of the world, but being transformed by the renewing of your mind. Just being constantly and consistently renewed every day. And so I wanted to take the time to be that, and I will be, and never lose a sense of self, even in the midst of learning about myself. Understanding that I'm going to learn about myself, but I'm still going to be myself, and taking what I've learned in the past about me. And even the dirty things, even the horrible things, and letting God turn those into something beautiful. Letting God turn my the tests that I had, and the battles that I faced into something beautiful, into something that can help others. But we did, but that first season was a trial by fire. Like I said, didn't know how popular it was going to be. Don't chase clout. But there was a bit of uncertainty with this show. And so that was an awesome time of the first season. And then the second season was now about, all right, solidifying some things. So first thing was about identifying things. The second thing is about solidifying. The second season was about solidifying who I was and setting some things in stone, and also looking towards the future as well. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely grateful for these 97 episodes of the 2-2 podcast and all that it has become since April 9th of 2020, in the midst of the height, in the height of a pandemic. But, you know, again, thank you all for making it what it is at this point and where it is now. Let's talk about some of the reach that has happened here. We have reached 36 states in the United States. We have reached over 16 countries, 16 nations, 36 states in the US, 16 nations around the world have listened to the 2-2 podcast. It has been an absolutely amazing experience. We have reached some new and greater platforms. We are on we're on, you know, Spotify, we're on Anchor, of course, we are on Google Play, Google Podcasts, we are on Pandora, we're on Breaker, we're on Radio Public, Castbox, you name it, we're on there. Hopefully able to reach to some other platforms as well. Reaching those platforms and being able to see the growth and the progression of this show each and every week has been a blessing indeed. But 36 countries, 16, I mean 36 states, 16 countries reached with have listened to the 2-2 podcast. I don't say that, and I don't take that lightly. And again, thank you all. Here are the top 10 cities that listen to the 2-2 podcast in the United States. And this is based on, you know, analytical numbers alone. Chicago is at number one. Shout out to Chi-Town, 312 630-773. I appreciate you all. Chicagoland and Chicago and vicinity. Appreciate you all for all that you are and that you continue to be to this show. Chicago is a second home to me. I really love the city of Chicago. I love all that it is. You know, I don't care what anybody thinks. Chicago is a great city. And I appreciate you all for all for your support of this show. Number two is Seattle, Washington. God, appreciate you guys in Seattle. Dallas is at number three. Dallas, you know, I got ties to Texas. I got some good friends down in the state of Texas that mean a lot to me. And I appreciate you all for your support down in the Lone Star State. I hope things. Listen, I'll pray the best for you all, 'cause they going crazy. You know, they going wild down there in Texas, even in the midst of this pandemic, and you know, just lifting certain things. I know it's been a long time, and things are getting frustrating. Can get frustrating at times, but we just gotta we gotta sometimes we just gotta let go and let God have His way in this situation, and allow things to. Allow things to we just got we just gotta be patient. I know it's been a long time, but just be patient, honestly. And when it's all said and done. So shout out to Dallas, Atlanta, Georgia. I got ties to Georgia, and it's my family's. Hey, Georgia is the state of my heritage state of mine. That is the state of my family, one side of my family's heritage. And I appreciate Georgia. Georgia better get it right though, because what's going on down there is, and I generally don't talk about political things, but I just gotta say this, that what's going on down there is not fair at all. And I hope that things get right. I pray that things get right. It will get right. I mean that. I believe so. But thank you to Atlanta. Those are the top five cities. Again, Chicago, Seattle, Dallas, Atlanta, and number five, Detroit, Michigan. Detroit Rock City, the Motor City. I appreciate you all for listening to the 2-2 podcast. Can you believe it? I'm shouting out that state up north. A Buckeye is shouting out the state of Michigan. That state up north. Yeah, I said it. So any friends of mine from up there in Michigan, I'm a staunch Buckeye fan, and please don't be mad at me for calling it the state up north. But shout out to Detroit, and of course shout out to Jackson, because my best friend is in Jackson, Michigan. Shout out to Jackson, and for your support of this show as well. I got some friends in Atlanta too. Let me shout out them. Let me shout out my friends in Atlanta as well. Lyon Key from Popping After 30, and my friend Kayla from Kayla Got the 411. I appreciate you all. Georgia's got some really great people, and those are three of my really, really great friends. Who I honor and honor every day. Shout out to you guys for what you have been to my life. Each and every one of you. And there's a lot more, and I'll shout them out as well again. So you'll hear these names again at the end of this episode. Here's the top. Here's the other five. So top. Remember, I told you it was 10 of them. Here we go. So top five are Chicago, Seattle, Washington, Dallas, Atlanta, and Detroit. Here's the rest of the list. Huntsville, Alabama, New York City, Columbus, Ohio. Come on, Columbus. Y'all know this is my hometown. Come on, y'all. I want to say I was a bit disappointed about that at first. I can't even front and say that I wasn't disappointed, but you know, sometimes the hardest people to reach are the people in your own city. Bible talks about that, about having a hard time reaching your own city, and people who grew up in this town as well. And so, you know, yeah, but still, they're still a top 10 city on for the 2-2 as far as listenership of the 2-2 podcast. I appreciate you all for your hometown, for supporting me inside and out. Your support does not go unnoticed. Hollywood, Florida. Florida, I got some ties to Florida. And I appreciate my friends down in the state of Florida. And Raleigh, North Carolina, rounds out the list at number 10 as far as the top 10 cities as far as listenership in the United States. I really appreciate you all for making this show such a great, great thing. Our demographic generally is between the ages of 23 and 27 years old. And running, coming at a close second is 28 to 34. Of course, 28 to 34 is my age demographic right there. But, you know, 22 to 27 is really just, that's at the age where I was dealing with a lot of things. And so I'm glad I could reach out to somebody within that. within that age demographic that really is going through a situation in their lives that can be sometimes damaged, it can sometimes be painful to deal with. And so I appreciate you all for for listening. Because we're all, young adults, sometimes we can be stubborn, sometimes we can be hard-headed, and sometimes we need somebody that's our age to tell us, like, listen, like, get it together. Let's get it right. Let's get it right together. Let's do what we do, y'all. Especially at a time like this where there's been a lot of chaos, a lot of civil unrest, a lot of turmoil. We really need to not only, come together, but be what they won't talk about. And that's be positive. That's be uplifting, and that's be somebody that be the change that we wish to see in this world. And so shout out to 22 to 27-year-olds for listening to this show. That demographic has been I appreciate you all for listening. 28 to 34, that's mine right there. I appreciate you all. And then 18 to 22-year-olds, that is my demographic, is between 18 to 34. So as you can tell, and as you can tell, not shunning the anybody 35 plus, because I appreciate you all. But as you can tell, this show has been targeted mainly towards young adults, especially towards young adults. Young adults, we need to be up. We need that uplifting message. We need to be encouraged. We need to be inspired. We need to be fired up to bring about change in our own lives and in our homes and in our communities and in our cities and in our nation and in our world. That's what we need to do. We need to that sometimes we need that message. And I pray that I said something to somebody that encourages and sparks the flint, sparks change in your life. I appreciate you all for all that you are and as you continue to be. All right. Let's talk about the gender demographics. Let me tell you something. The ladies have been holding it down. I appreciate you all for listening to this show. Everybody. The women have been holding, women have been, ladies have been holding it down. They've been listening to this show consistently. As a man, let me just be real with you. Sometimes we can be so, we can be, well, a lot of times we can be stubborn and we don't want to hear a message that sometimes hits us in a part where we need to be in tune with our emotions. We need to really deal with it. We have a hard time dealing with things because we are oftentimes taught, and this is not an excuse, but this is a proven fact. This has been a fact in my life. An experience in my life where you have been taught to never be in tune with your emotions or be in tune with what's going on in your own life, just to push it back in the catalogs of your mind and to never deal with it and just keep going. You just got to have a is what yeah, it is what it is attitude. And we can't have a it is what it is attitude about everything. Eventually, you're going to have to deal with it in a greater way. You're gonna have to tackle it. You have to confront it. You're gonna have to do that. And so, I understand why a lot of men don't listen to the show, and that's simply because sometimes, we can be stubborn when we need to be in tune with the what's being said. And so, and sometimes our attention span can be very, very short. So again, thank you to everybody, man, woman, non-binary, doesn't matter who listens to this show. From every person from every creed, every country, every language, every nate, everybody, doesn't matter who you are. I appreciate you all for listening to this show. You make this show what it is. You make this show what it has become, and I appreciate you all for making it what it is. So these numbers, these numbers are only are all because of you. And allow me to add another quick analytical milestone that we have hit. We're officially at 3,900 total plays of the 2-2 podcast. It has been an extraordinarily amazing several months of this show. Just seeing the reach that has happened. I know I'm going on and on and on and on, but you know, I just need you to understand how amazing this has been to see in the last few months, that to know that I've said something to somebody that needed a word, you know, needed some type of encouragement. Know that I said something, and that people are listening is something that I am eternally grateful for. So to God be the glory for the things that He has done. And thank you all for listening to this show. All right, let's talk about my top five favorite episodes of the 2-2 podcast. I gotta say, at number five, it's gotta be the first one. It's gotta be the first one because that was the debut. I can't say enough about Watch. Watch was one of my all-time favorite episodes to do because, you know, it really gave me the opportunity to teach something that, you know, just come out the gate talking about, you know, watching the company that you keep, watching what you say, watching what you think, watching watching what you do consistently. That was my favorite. That was number five, is Watch. I gotta say, number four would definitely have to be probably the toxic masculinity episode. You're not a man if, because it gave me an opportunity to talk about some of the things that I was taught and some of the behaviors that I exhibited that shouldn't that were unbecoming that were not becoming of a man. You know, the mindset and the ideologies that we have from time to time that we should not have. And that gave me opportunity to do that, and I appreciate everybody who supported that episode. Number three, Made was my it was a really one of my top five episodes because it really gave me the opportunity to talk about what we are made of. What are you made like that? Are you made to conquer? Are you built that way? I'm built different. I'm built different. And that was that episode was just, you know, inspired by one of my favorite songs by this rapper. His name is John Keith. He made a song called Made. Are you made like that? And, you know, it's just talking about what God has made us and created us to be. And so that was an absolutely awesome episode to do. Number two. And this is tough because I love each and every episode. Number two, I didn't come here for this. Doing an episode on Church Hurt. Just talking about, you know, the things that happen. I'm gonna say this is 2A and 2B. Talking about 2A, 2B, and 2C. So, you know, okay, I know I said top five, but whatever. Made, Levels, and probably Now You're Talking My Language. That's from season two. The first two are from season one, but this is from season two. Now You're Talking My Language. Talking about love languages, and just, you know, what my love language is, and you know how to properly, you know, deal with somebody's love language as well. It was pretty cool, so I appreciate that. I love that episode. Levels was just talking about the levels of friendships. And not putting associates on a best friend level, talking about constituents, confidants, and comrades. Was an awesome episode to do. It's one of my favorites to do because that's something I dealt with, is putting people in levels of friendships that they did not earn, or I was just so freely I just so freely gave. And so again, made, I'm sorry. Yeah, now you're talking my language. Made and levels. Also, no, the church, I'm sorry. I didn't come here for this. Now you're talking my language, and levels are 2A, 2B, and 2C. And my number one favorite episode, my top, my this one for sure, has to be. And this one was tough to do, but it really helped me out. It makes me feel good. It makes me feel good. Talking about the battles that I faced, it was scary to do. I'm not going to spoil that episode for you. I really encourage you to listen to that episode. I pray that doesn't make you look at me any differently. Based on some things that I went through, and just I encourage you to listen to it. But like I said, it was a scary, difficult episode to do. I was emotionally spent after doing that episode because it was just like, as I was recording that episode, there were a lot of thoughts that were running through my head. And, a few of them were like, what if people stop listening? What if I lose friends? What if I, people look at me differently? What if I, I don't want to say lose my influence, because I just, what if, treat me like I'm dirty, or what if people treat me like I'm just a, just like I'm a horrible person, or I'm just not who they thought I was. But it was just like, eventually, as I started really flowing into the episode, it was a situation where I said to myself, you know what, people are gonna feel how they're gonna feel. It is what it is. I gotta say what I gotta let this be known that, I'm not this, nobody's perfect, but I'm not this person who's never been through a storm. That I'm just saying things because it sounds popular. No, I've been through what a lot of people have been through. And so it makes me feel good. It's my top episode, like one of my favorite episodes that I've done, because it allowed me, it really was the breaking, it was the breakout point for me, because now it was a situation where it allowed me to connect with people on a different level, because now it's a situation where, listen, I'm going through the same thing that you're going through, or that you've gone through. And that was at that point where it just went, the show skyrocketed from that episode on. And thank you all for this year, and for making that, like, for make for just, I can't say enough. I really can. It's an emotional thing to think about. I'm so grateful, and I'm so honored to do this, to be a part of this community, especially the black podcasting community. You guys, wow, I realized it was pretty cool, but I didn't realize how cool this was until until I was several months into it, how supportive people can be and supportive people will be, and how people are willing to, not only listen, not only promote their episodes, but promote your episodes as well and promote your show as well. When you get around the right group of people, that is absolutely amazing. When you find yourself some good, a few good friends, you're a rich person, you're a rich man, you're a rich woman. And so, again, thank you. Thank you. Man, this is an emotional moment here, 'cause I've come so far with a long way to go, and we are going to keep pushing. So, as you can tell, as you saw, the title of this episode is called Forward. Because not only did we want to look at the past, but we wanted to look forward to the future of the 2-2 podcast. What's next? I'm always asking myself, what's next? What's coming down the pipeline? What do we do? Where do we go from here? You can't. Yes, work on the now, but always consider the future. Always think about what to do next. What's the next brass ring to grab? What is the next milestone to reach? What's the next platform we can that you can get to? What is the next innovative and creative way to bring a message? How can you do that? And so I am proud to announce that in the fall of this year, that the 2-2 podcast will be also having a video format, video version of it. It will be pretty cool. It will allow me to do some of the to do some of the podcast episodes and use the visual illustrations to also add to the story, to this, the messages effect, and the messages, what has to be said and what needs to be said, and so you're gonna see not only some of the messages from here brought to life and brought to video, but you will see some brand new stuff that I have not even taught just yet that will not go on the podcast, on this particular podcast just yet. So that, look out for the name of that show, because it's still going to be the 2-2 podcast, but it's going to have a different little name to it. Also, we are bringing what I used to do in the first season, Outwork You, to that video format as well. So, the 2-2 podcast, the video format of the 2-2 podcast will definitely look like this, where the Outwork You versions will be more of a classroom note-taking type of thing. It'll be a dry erase board. It'll be several other things with that, where I'm writing notes and you are looking at that. Shout out to Elder Mark Moore from YLC and Spirit and Truth Ministries. He was doing a few classroom format things last year, where he was writing down several notes on the on the on a dry erase board. And also to Pastor Greg Ford of One Church, really have had the opportunity to be in several services over the past several months, just watching how he goes about a message, how he goes about telling a story, how he goes about delivering a word to people. And just so shout out to them. Just gonna be a lot of note taking within that. Y'all, you always want to take notes no matter what. All the other ones will be all the other formats will be like the situation where there'll be fireside chat. Got that from one of the presidents of the United States, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, when he addressed people. He didn't want people to panic, so he made it seem like a fireside. He made it seem like you're just two people talking by a fireplace, so a fireside chat. So it'll just be me sitting at a stool and just talking. And then the other ones will be a little more dynamic. We'll have a lot of visual pieces to that. So you don't want to miss a moment of that when that comes in the fall. We look just stay tuned for announcements on this target date and the start date for that. Also, you might see some interviews that might happen within that video format as well. So look forward to that soon. Also, we are doing a thing as well. I'm also doing something very soon that involves remastering some of 10 of my favorite episodes, 10 very popular episodes of the 2-2 podcast. It's going to be the 2-2 podcast remixed, where I take those episodes, those 10 popular episodes, first 10 popular, most popular episodes, and remaster them, make them sound a little bit better. And then eventually we'll remaster every episode of the 2-2 podcast in the near future. So that is coming soon as well. And I'm also in the process of writing a book. Yes, y'all. That book is entitled "But I Did." You may have heard me do a message here called "But I Did." But this book will be a little more extensive. It will be formatted in a way where you read a bit of a message, and then you have some questions to answer. You don't have to write down. I don't think it'll come with a workbook or anything like that. But it'll definitely be a situation where you read a devotional, or you'll read a devotional, and then you will get answer some questions, read some questions, and answer them about yourself at the end of each chapter. Won't be a long book, but it'll be a strong book with that. So look out for "But I Did," and it's definitely about, you know, 10 messages on being 10 messages on being being persistent and consistent about, you know, healing and reaching a goal, or being the best possible you, knowing your identity. It's going to be a lot of fun, and just look for that won't be done for a while. But again, look out for announcements for when that book will be done. And again, thank you. Cats all out the bag. I've been doing a lot of research for the last year on how to approach some things and how to be innovative and creative. And you do not want to miss a moment of when all of that is going to happen. We're going to a different level, a higher level, a greater level, where we reach some different levels and ways of helping people through this podcast and all of its entities. So don't miss that. Also, speaking of YouTube, if you go to C. Alex Stevens on YouTube, some of the messages from the 2-2 podcast are on YouTube if you ever want to listen to it. So take a look at that. That is at C. Alex Stevens on YouTube. So as I wrap up this show, I want to thank a few people for your unending support of this show. Some people that have been with me since day one. And people that I've met along the way that have been so great to me. So let's get it started, and then we're gonna get up out of here, and we're gonna celebrate. We're gonna continue to party and celebrate this show. All right. First and foremost, I gotta thank two of my friends, Tanika Keshe. She's an amazing recording artist. She has her own podcast. She's the reason why I've gotten into podcasting. Because of her, I'm where I am. I am doing this today, and I appreciate her. She has a podcast as well, the PON1 podcast. Yeah, definitely check that out. Also, one of my dearest friends, best friends, closest friends. We've been friends since we were kids. And I am eternally grateful to her for all that she is and all that she has been to me in the last, since 2007. We've been friends since we were in high school, y'all. Can you believe it? Since high school. And I appreciate her. She has a YouTube channel. Please check out my friend Ebony Jean. Shout out to her for all of her support. She's been around since day one. She was around me when I was a hot ghetto mess. She was around me when I was dealing with my identity issues and dealing with some, dealing with some anger issues and some anxiety and some depression and a lot of things. She's been a great support and a great friend of mine. To my friends in Atlanta, of course, I just shouted them out earlier. Lie and Key from Popping After 30. I'm just playing. I don't know why I did. It's funny. Lala is funny when she does that. My friends from Popping After 30, Lie and Key, I appreciate you. Kayla from Kayla Got the 411. My friends Mel, Kel, and Kay. I appreciate them from High T Podcast. Let me tell you something about Mel, Kel, and Kay. Let me talk about before I talk about them. Let me talk about Lion Key. I did an interview. I did an episode with them about submission. We did an episode on submission. I encourage you to listen to that episode. I mean, it was a lot of fun. And then I did an episode with Kayla about being the good guy or the good girl. It's called Am I Too Nice? I actually put that episode on my podcast, and she has it on her YouTube and her podcast. Please check that out. That is called Am I Too Nice? It's about being the good guy and the good girl. Really popular episode, really exciting. Really grateful to have done an episode with her and episode with those three. My friends again, Mel, Kel, and Kay from the High T Podcast. They have been such a great support of me as of, the past several months. They've been, I can't say enough how amazing they are, and what they have done, to help me, become who I am now, and just giving me some great ideas. To do as far as podcasting is concerned. I appreciate them eternally. I'm eternally grateful for all of them. Trey's piece. He did the music for Outwork You Thursdays. And we are gonna probably potentially bring that back on the 2-2 podcast really soon. So be on the lookout for that very soon on the 2-2 podcast and the video version of Outwork You Thursdays as well. So be on the lookout for that. Trey from Trey's Piece. Appreciate you, man. Amazing producer, amazing creative. Him and his wife are amazing, amazing people. I can't thank them enough for all that they are and all they did, all they continue to be for my show and that what they have been. Oh man, there's so many people to name. We'd be here for another 2.5 hours, but we got time limits, so we can't be in here longer than an hour. But again, thank you all for your support of this show and all that it has become and all that it would continue to be. And here's to the future, y'all. Happy anniversary, everybody. I appreciate you all. We'll see you next week right here on the 2-2 Podcast. We are starting a brand new series called Up next Tuesday. We are, and you don't want to miss a moment of that. So, again, thank you all. We'll see you next week. Happy anniversary, everybody. We'll see you soon. Hey, listen, thank you for joining the show today. Don't forget to follow the show page and my personal page. The show page is 22 underscore podcast. That is 22 underscore podcast on Instagram. And my personal page at Alex J underscore live. That is Alex J underscore live. Please don't forget the 22 podcast has merch. That's on 22apparel.threadless.com. That is 22apparel.threadless.com. See you soon.